I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he went from a skeptic to a believer after he saw the ghost of a little boy.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us, because we would love to hear it and share it with everybody. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, everything in our archive, absolutely free, you can become... That made no sense. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, then become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy, my sister.
Yeah.
I did a Grave Talks episode the other day, and I talked to this guy, and he wrote, Kent J. Wolf is his name, and he wrote a book called Ghost Theories, Living in a Haunted House. So he had bought a haunted house in Michigan.
Okay.
Excuse me. He rented the haunted house in Michigan. Didn't know, but as soon as he walked in, he had this really weird feeling. And his girlfriend at the time also got this really weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because, as he described it in the book and in the interview on the Grave Talks, like he felt like really connected in this really strong draw to live in the house, which mm-hmm. I thought was interesting.
I know exactly what he's talking about. It's weird, but I felt that way when I was living in Burlington in the old building, that the longer I lived there, the more like I felt like something was kind of having a hold of me.
And that's the one in Iowa.
I get it.
And he got it like the day they walked in, and then he like rented the house, was super excited that he got the house. Went back, and he has two girls, and their names are Ray and Sherry. And they're little girls at the time, like I'm thinking 5-7 range in there somewhere. And so when they first went back there, and he didn't have that feeling, and he thought he would feel it again. So he goes outside, and the girls are kind of exploring around the house, and they come running out, and they're like, Dad, somebody was walking in the house. And then they slam the door. So he goes in and he's trying to debunk it. And while he's in there with them, the door like boom downstairs.
Oh, wow.
So he started having these weird experiences, but he ended up living there for 5 years. And he's like, they kind of knew. And his girlfriend became his wife. And she definitely believed immediately that the house was haunted, but he was a skeptic the whole time. And even though he knew things had happened in the house, he was kind of like, yeah, whatever, not that bad. And he said they could go months without any activity. So it wasn't like this constant barrage. And those are the kind of ghost stories that I like the most. actually, the ones that aren't over the top.
Well, and I think those are the way it really happens most of the time, that something will happen and then it could be a month or two or six before something else happens. And then you might have several things happen and then not again. And I always say, well, just think about it. Why would, you know, as a spirit, time wouldn't pass the same way we pass? Like for them, they might do something today and then what seemed like six months to us might be the next thing for them.
And I think, too, it depends on where you live. You might live in a place that's very active. I talk to those people all the time.
And maybe they have several spirits, right? And so some are, you know, they're different times, different, you know.
And I think, you know, trust me, we get tons of stories into the website that I, honest to God, don't believe. You know, they're just too over the top and too dramatic and too, you know, so I kind of read everything and have to go, did that really happen? Or are they just writing some fiction for me?
And we try really hard to.
Do we always get it right? No.
Right.
But, you know, we're reading the stories that are submitted. There are thousands of them. But stories like this one, like his story, is very believable to me.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point in the interview, I asked him, when did you go from skeptic to a believer? So here is that.
Okay.
When we saw the little boy, the girls were outside playing. It was a nice, beautiful day. It was during the middle of the day, weekend, Saturday or Sunday. The girls were outside playing and with buckwheat, and they were running around the house. Maureen was doing the dishes. And I walked into the dining room, and I heard somebody running across my bedroom. So I went into the living room to listen, and I could hear him running, you know, from my bedroom, and then through the when you get to the upstairs, it's about an 8-foot by 10-foot landing area that we used to have the kids' toys in. And so my bedroom was on the left and Ray's bedroom was on the right when he went upstairs. So it was running from my bedroom through the landing into Ray's room. So I thought, well, what the heck? So I went back in the dining room and I saw the girls running by the front windows. They were running around the house. Well, then boom, 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 boom. Whatever that noise was following them because the same windows were kind of upstairs. So it was following them. So I called Maureen in and we looked upstairs at the same time and she saw it better than me. She looked first. She saw it better than me, but I saw this little kid. Saw its leg with this little black shoe run by from our room to Ray's room. Of course, you know, we both went flying upstairs. I thought, well, how did a stupid kid get in the house and what's he doing here? So we both, you know, ran as quick as we could upstairs. And the noises stopped. We couldn't see anything. So I was looking all over thinking there was a little kid up there. And Maureen said, I'm going to go from Ray's room through the closet to see if, you know, I can scare it out. Well, then I started thinking, my gosh, if this is a ghost, I'm not too sure I want to encounter it, you know. So I'm standing just outside my bedroom door, right by the stairs. I'm waiting for this kid or apparition, whatever it was, to come running out of the closet if Maureen scared it. And it didn't happen. And I'm standing there. And pretty soon, Maureen came up behind me and touched me on the shoulder and said, I didn't see it. And it scared me. So I almost fell down the stairs.
Oh, I bet.
And I was waiting for the thing to come out. So then we started having some serious discussion. And I said, you know what? This changes everything. Footsteps were one thing, you know, little things happening here and there are one thing, but, you know, actually seeing something, that's a whole new ball game.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Hey, did the girls ever say they saw anything?
I've got another story.
Oh,
Okay. So I thought that was really interesting. So by this point, he had lived in the house for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he saw the little
boy.
And
I thought it was interesting that the child is maybe trying to play with the girls.
Yeah, because
they're running
them.
And he's trying to do what they're doing and keep up with them and watch them.
I know. And it makes you kind of sad
at
the same time. It's like, Is he trapped? And they said that there was always a weird thing. There was the closet that went between the two bedrooms. So I guess each bedroom shared the same closet. So you could walk from bedroom to bedroom. And there was a lot of activity in that closet.
Are closets just portals or something?
I don't know. What is with closets?
God. Yeah.
So then, all of the footsteps and the other things he had heard didn't make him want to leave. And then he saw this little boy, and then it's like, you know, he's raising little girls in this house. Is this healthy for him to be raising his daughters in this house? So then something else happened. And so here is the next thing.
One day after Ray got home from school, there was a little rubber ball and a little toy fire truck on her pillow. And she brought them down. We were eating dinner, and I thought she brought them from grandma's house. She goes, no, it was just on the pillow. I actually still have the fire truck. It's right behind me. Little toy fire truck. So she had that, and but that was found on her pillow, like somebody had left it there. And Sherry didn't do it, and I didn't do it, and Maureen didn't do it. So I'm not too sure how it got there. Well, I am now. I'm sure how it got there. But I wasn't then, you know, but...
Little Jonathan.
And then one night, Ray was upstairs in bed, and Sherry was in bed, and Maureen and I were watching TV. And Ray started screaming, just like somebody was stabbing her, screaming. Oh. It was horrific. We went flying up there. And she was cowering in her bed, covered up with the blanket. The closet door was open. And she's cowering up there, just crying, hysterical. So we finally got her calmed down. Well, she told us that she heard a noise, and she looked over, and the closet door opened, and this boy stuck his head out and said, do you want to play with me?
Oh, wow.
So I grabbed her and took her downstairs and said, okay. So that's when we made up our mind. We're moving now. So now it is something is happening to the girls, you know. So now we've got to go because this isn't funny. Poor Ray was just scared to death.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh my gosh.
So I think it was Ray who one day referred to the ghost as Jonathan. And they said, why did you call him Jonathan? She goes, I don't know. I feel like his name is Jonathan. So they referred to him as Jonathan. And then it ended up, that was before they had even seen anything. But isn't that interesting?
Yes. Interesting. Oh my gosh. Imagine the closet door opening. Do you want to play?
Yeah, I know. Well, then you come home from school and there's toys on your pillow. It's kind of this sort of spooky yet it breaks my heart thing at the same time. Yeah. Like, that's what I don't get. Is this like a actual child that, you know, their spirit can't leave? Mm-hmm. And so they're wanting interaction and they're kids, so they want to play. And it's like, hey, like a little boy would do, I like you, so here's a toy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Did they say that the other daughter, was it just the one daughter?
It was primarily the one, but that daughter had the bedroom off of the closet.
Oh, okay. So that was probably the hub of the activity. Mm-hmm. And so she was...
Isn't that interesting?
Did they ever know any history of the house?
I think we did talk about that. I'm trying to remember now because I've had several interviews since. Mm-hmm. But there might have been the story of someone
okay.
who might have passed there. But there was no actual definitive yes, if I remember correctly. There was rumor. It was a little town. I think there was some rumors that it was a haunted house. But, you know, he hadn't really heard anything about it before.
Mm-hmm. But he felt very compelled to live there mm-hmm. from the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Though I would say that I felt that way, too, about that building. I really wanted that building.
I remember that because I was like, what the hell are you talking about, Kathy? It was a funeral home at one time. Your daughter can't even watch a scary movie. Like, she was staying, what was she, probably 12 or 13. She was staying at my house, and we watched a Poltergeist movie. That kid couldn't sleep alone for how long after that? Oh, and then I'm like, she's 14 now. You got to move her into a funeral home. What are you doing?
Well, she did amazingly well, I must say. But she did have a few experiences, too,
while we were there. And Kent's book, Kent J. Wolf is his name. And so his book is called Ghost Theories.
Wolf with an E?
Yes. Okay. W-O-L-F-E. And the book is Ghost Theories. And you can buy it on Amazon or wherever you listen.
Go do it.
I really enjoyed the book. I thought it was very interesting. At one point, in the stories, he talked about Buckwheat. That was their cat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Buckwheat was the cat.
I thought maybe it was a dog. But okay.
So I thought it was really interesting. I love hearing those stories. You know, he was very skeptical and didn't believe it. And so when I'm like, when did you switch from skeptic to believer? He's like, oh, when I saw the little boy. I'm like, whoa, let's go with that.
Right. Because I did see a little girl one time, but it was in the library, the basement of the library in Elma, Nebraska, where I was doing some work there and stuff. And it is very, like, he's right. Like, if you weren't a believer before, you're going to be after that. Because I turned around and she was standing in the doorway and she had red hair in braids and she had on a plaid dress. And then she was very, very pale, I would say that. And I wouldn't say like she was transparent, but she looked real. But then she just turned around and walked off and then just kind of was dissolving as she walked off. Like just, Woo! Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, I was 12 when that happened.
And I feel bad for little 12-year-old Kathy because you had to leave the haunted library to go home to the haunted house. Like, that just sucks.
And I probably walked past 12 haunted buildings along right? the way.
It's like,
so nobody
on,
could even save me going home.
Should have just gone to Mrs. Kurt's house to get a piano lesson.
I know. I loved her.
Here's another story. And it says, I have two stories about shadow people I'd like to share with you and your listeners. Although 24 years have passed since I saw this, I still remember this first experience vividly. One morning when I was 5 years old, I was playing at the top of the stairs at my parents' house. I was an early riser and I was waiting for my brother, whose room was right at the bottom of the stairs, to wake up. These stairs led straight down into a hallway which led into our family room. While I was waiting for my brother, and kids will be like that. Like, your kids were always like that when I would spend the night. They would be, is Carol awake? She awake? Or they would just stand there and stare at me.
I was going to say, they'd just be standing beside your bed.
Did she move? I think she
waiting
moved.
For you.
Are her eyes opening? I remember I'd lay there and listen to him. One more. Let's see. La, 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 la. While I was waiting for my brother, I looked from the top of the stairs into the family room, and I saw the figure of a full-grown man that seemed to walk from one end of the room to the other. I watched him until he walked out of sight. I thought that my brother had somehow woken up and gone to the family room without me seeing. I went down the stairs and into the family room, and nobody was there. I opened the door to my brother's room, and he was still asleep. My dad was the only other person awake in our house, and he was upstairs reading the newspaper. I remember that I didn't feel afraid, but I was very confused. Because he didn't, like, as a little 5-year-old kid, the only explanation for it is, I guess somebody snuck into the house and
right.
snuck back out.
Mm-hmm.
My other experience with a shadow person took place very recently. This last December, I was out for a walk late. It was dark. I was walking down a quieter road. As I passed a parking lot for a church, I casually glanced over and saw that there was a figure of a person standing about 30 feet away from me. The second I saw it, I got a foreboding feeling to look away and to act like I didn't see it. I followed my gut and kept moving until I got to what I felt was a safe distance away. I then looked back and the parking lot was empty again. Now, I first thought that this figure originally could have been a person, but I would have seen them before I was approaching the parking lot. It was well lit and empty. There was no place for anyone to hide. I do have more stories. Sorry if these two were a little anticlimactic, but thanks all the same for letting me share them.
Oh, never apologize for anticlimactic when it comes to ghost stories, because there is no big bow that you're going to put on that story
right.
and finish it off. We don't know.
Here, in this story, what I thought was interesting about it was that as a little kid, you could see something like that and have no point of reference to what it is. And as an adult, do we see those sorts of things? And you're in a crowd of people and you have that weird feeling like you make weird eye contact with somebody. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, that was weird. Was that a real person? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you see this person and it says, I got a foreboding feeling to look away and act like I didn't see it. Why would you get a weird feeling?
I'm so glad they did that though, because listen to that inner voice,
always,
gut instinct. We just don't do that and we need to.
But I just think that's so interesting. So then maybe it was a person who somehow got away and it was like, because that's happened to me. In fact, pretty recently, I had to, like, there was some, I saw a person like on a street corner or something and doing something weird. I was like, that was weird. And then I look ahead and I looked back over because that person was being weird and the person wasn't there. So I'm assuming they moved away quickly. I didn't see that part because I had turned my head. Or was the person ever there? You know what I mean?
Or were they ever there?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of what both those stories made me think of. It's like, do we see things more often and just go, okay, they walked away real quick. Was it really a person?
Right.
What did you actually see?
Okay, Carol, now I'm totally going to be like going to Target and flipping out and double checking. Like, is that same? Okay, they're still there. Okay, so they're real.
Is that guy checking me out or is this a foreboding feeling?
Or is this real? Like, now I'm going to be totally
confused.
Well,
now I would be like, that guy's checking me out. Wait. Is this real life?
That would not be real life for me. No.
That ain't happening. No. That's obviously a shadow person. If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Sorry, I flustered myself with that. Or sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.